Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on iTunes.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Friday, the first day of March, 2024. We have passed out of the winter months and can now look forward towards spring and another growing season. In the novel, 1984, George Orwell described a totalitarian society where the people were under constant surveillance. History was rewritten, and government officials spoke in what he called newspeak, or the official government story. Simply put, propaganda. If you were paying attention yesterday, President Biden made a trip to the southern border. His border plan that would open the gates and let the third world stream in unabated is so underwater in the polls that it needs scuba gear. Former President Trump also made the trip. Let the record show, Mr. Trump has made it a major point since he was a candidate 9 years ago. One source pointed out that the area Mr. Biden went to has had a couple of dozen illegal crossings in the past month, while Eagle Pass, Texas, where Mr. Trump went, is a couple of hundred each of the last 4 weeks. You can draw your own conclusions. Mr. Biden had a Democrat House for 2 years and made every effort to make the border wide open and now wants to blame the Republicans. But the best tidbit of newspeak is the rolling out of the new politically correct term, newcomer. Folks, that is pure Orwellian. A wide swath of the political spectrum is doing everything to whitewash this whole affair. On that side, there is no discussion of the now regular events of some illegals committing violent crimes. Yet, White House press secretary had a comment when she was asked about the trip to the border, repeatedly saying, "It's not politics! It's not politics! It's not politics!" Folks, apparently they think you believe that verbal fertilizer. I do not mean to sound sexist, but higher register female voices do not come across well, especially when they try to add emotion. It sounds more like screeching. James Earl Jones would never have had the same effect. If that was not bad enough, first son Hunter admitted to Congress the wacky conspiracy folks on the right have been spot on for the past 3 years. Dad was the big guy, and he often dropped in on Hunter's meetings, lunches, and such affairs with his business partners. Please note that no one has argued the point he's made millions from business deals with most of the worst players in the world. Now, the simple question has been and remains, what value does Hunter Biden bring to the table that is worth millions of dollars? We have been repeatedly told it has nothing to do with his name or the big guy. We are told and expected to believe it has nothing to do with buying influence. Folks, no one, nope, nada, is handing out millions of dollars without expecting something in return. And for $1 million, it's a lot of something. France might be the most secular of the Western European countries. This is most likely related to it being the most something else, but I do not want to sound biased. In 1562, 63 Protestants are killed, marking the start of 36 years of religious war and results in the death of between 2 and 4 million people. We do not care that English King Charles I is raising taxes, not today. Frenchman Samuel de Champlain reclaims his role as commander of New France in 1633. Lake Champlain between New York and Vermont is named for him. Like much of French settlement here in North America, it was not in the name of the king, but another authority, and closely related to the earlier French comments. The Salem witch trials begin in 1692. The settlers in Massachusetts were nothing if not fervent. U.S. history between the end of the Revolution and the ratification of the Constitution The group of young countries, and that is how each saw themselves, tried to exist under the Articles of Confederation. Those go into effect on this day in 1781 and will last for just 7 years. It was a nice idea, but needed a stronger federal government. The only downside is, over the past 200 years, the power has increasingly moved towards the top. That is not a good thing. I have repeatedly said that power and control should always be at the lowest possible level. Texas is debating if they should be independent from Mexico in 1836. 11 years later, President Tyler signs the bill that allows the U.S. to annex Texas. Speaking of Texas, in the president's remarks yesterday, he had to start off by stating how involved the federal government was in the Texas wildfires. The message is, my office is doing a lot. A couple of points here. We have become so attached to the federal that we now believe we cannot function or take care of ourselves without presidential intervention. I guess if I were president, the comment might go something like this. The fires are large and tragic. We have a process in place, and it's working. I do not need to personally get involved. I tire of news stories that have the president on the scene of every disaster across the country. It goes back to the same point. Control should remain as low as possible. The other point is, since much of the highly flammable lands are federally owned by a list of federal agencies, the Forest Service, the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, BIA, MOUSE, large wildland fires quickly come under federal control. There are extensive plans and teams poised this time of year to deploy a massive effort in very short notice. It is already in place and funded. The White House does not need to do a thing. Credit should not be taken either, and this is all outside of FEMA. Yellowstone National Park is created as the world's first national park in 1872. The name comes from the Yellowstone River. The local Indians called it Yellow Rock River, or that's the English translation. Métis Adasi is the general realm of the actual word. Nikola Tesla gives a public demonstration of radio in 1893. While Edison and a few contemporaries were certainly intelligent and inventive, Tesla may have eclipsed them. But we could argue that often the brightest minds have trouble in social settings. It might be a worthy look if this could explain how Tesla has largely been lost to history. World War I. A telegram between Germany and Mexico is reprinted in U.S. newspapers in 1917. Germany was promising Mexico much of the U.S. land if they would side with the Third Reich. 7 government officials are indicted in the Watergate break-in. Watergate is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, government scandal in history. Certainly some of us can remember. But in the general grand scheme of things, it pales in comparison to the 2020 election and the current efforts to affect the 2024 election. Watergate was a simple, petty break-in of an office of the opposition. The film Titanic becomes the first film to gross over $1 billion worldwide in 1998. While a milestone, we might want to consider inflation and the fact Americans have more dollars for entertainment today than at any time in history. Or at least we're more willing to spend it on entertainment. The U.S. invasion of Afghanistan begins in 2002. What our Western mindset failed to grasp, that part of the world likes to live in the 7th century and be ruled by warlords. It might not be possible to install a Western-style government there. The same could be said of other regions. In 2005, the Supreme Court ruled that the execution of juveniles found guilty of any crime is unconstitutional. Now, frankly, the Constitution does not make a distinction beyond cruel and unusual. What we're saying is, we want to make an exception. The bigger question might be, did they have the capability to understand their actions? If yes, well, now that is a difficult spot. I recall a story dating back nearly 40 years ago. The guy telling the story had worked security in a large store in the Louisville, Kentucky area. The store was bristling with cameras in that day, and one person watched the cameras while the other roamed the store. On this day, they stopped a young boy in the parking lot. They knew he had shoplifted. They had protocols in how to deal with kids. As the roamer walked him back to the store, the other guy joined the fray and promptly laid the kid out on the ground. While the first guard protested, the second opened the kid's coat to reveal a large caliber pistol he had seen on camera. Let's wrap up with a few birthdays. Roger Daltrey, lead singer of The Who, is 80. I have remarked it does not help the mental orientation when you can watch crisp video of singers from 4 or even 5 decades back and see youthful singers who are now deceased or well into the elderly region. My favorite Daltrey song is Behind Blue Eyes. If you look that up on YouTube, there is a live video from 1971. Daltrey is 27 at the time and quite capable of dancing with youthful attire and looks. That is the image we want to keep in mind, as if it's the reality today. The last two are just painful. Catherine Bach, also known as Daisy Duke, is 70, as is Ron Howard. Howard has not been on the silver screen for quite some time, but has done quite well behind the camera. He is also one of the very rare child stars who remained rather normal. That's History and Comment for the first day of March. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.